He is new, he is anonymous, he is rebellious. Welcome to the show, a man who is quickly becoming my favorite blogger, Rebel Teacher.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So check it out. You have just come out with this blog, and I'm probably your biggest fan, of course, because who else within the first 2 days of you putting out a blog contacts you on Facebook and says, yo, we got to talk?
Okay. Yes, sir. That was you, man.
That was me. And you responded. Right. So check it out. Rebel Teacher blog. What's it about? Why did you come up with it? What are you trying to do?
Well, you know, man, I made this blog to try to reach out to like kind of like-minded progressive to radical teachers and kind of try to open up a dialogue about the nature of America, of American education, to kind of share my observations and, you know, help people to kind of see the what they call the hidden curriculum that's under the curriculum. Like my website says, my goal is to encourage students and teachers to challenge the subtle perpetuation of ideas that maintain the status quo. I want students to ask tough questions to their teachers, and I want teachers to challenge their own views, as well as the, you know, the typical historical narrative.
Your background is, I mean, you're a writer. What are you?
Well, my background, I'm a teacher first and foremost. I've been teaching for about 12 years. I'm also a activist in my local community. I'm a member of the Stop Mass Incarceration Network. But as of late, I've been, you know, kind of trying my hand at writing and want to get some ideas out there.
Well, I think your writing is absolutely powerful, amazing. I mean, your first, you hit us with your introduction, which is great. And I say, quote, you encourage everyday teachers, students, and parents to challenge the dominant paradigms of capitalism, imperialism, racial and gender oppression. You then move into academic underachievement of oppressed nationalities, propaganda in the social studies curriculum, and on the flag salute and patriotism. Okay, so you just went with the left, right, back people into a corner and go for a knockout with your first four blogs right away, letting people know exactly where you come from. So have you taken any criticism?
Not necessarily online, but, you know, in general, just kind of talking to people. But most of the feedback I've received, you know, from the blog has been positive. In fact, all of it has been positive. I was expecting a lot of people to jump up and challenge it, but it hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, you're
kind of looking forward to it, but it hasn't happened.
Well, I think it's coming because you keep writing this stuff. I mean, you know, the flag salute, you really look at the whole idea of talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and throws that out, you know, Jed puts it in his blog and challenges everybody who's reading this to say, why do we pledge allegiance to a flag?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah, I mean, it's going to come.
Sure.
The negative criticism is going to come. But, you know, the other thing that's going to come is gratitude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope so. Yeah.
Well,
yes,
we're already giving you tons of gratitude. Yeah.
I'm getting that. I'm getting that. But I haven't. I'm hoping. I'm waiting for people to challenge it. I mean, I think it opens up a door for dialogue, so we can challenge each other.
So it's Rebel Teacher Blog. They can get there by going to rebelteacherblog.wordpress.com is where they can find it.
And who is the Rebel Teacher? Tim?
Well, I don't know. We're gonna keep this. Be one of those mysteries, but for the Busted Pencil listener, we're going to make sure that if the Rebel Teacher ever decides to be somebody else, the first people to know will be the Busted Pencil listener. You're a social studies teacher too, right, Rebel?
Yes, sir.
When we look for more blogs for you, is that going to be your typical line of writing in the social studies genre?
I think it will. At least as for right now. I want to kind of keep things in the same vein. However, you know, as time passes, I may, you know, start reaching into different arenas, perhaps into just current events and history in general, and not necessarily geared towards, you know, directly towards the classroom. I may branch out a little bit.
Do you use this stuff in your classroom?
Well, I like to, you know, man. I don't know who said it. I heard the important quote: a historian has no country. And I try to look at everything as objective and kind of peel back as many layers of indoctrination or propaganda as I possibly can and try to model it for the students and encourage them to do the same. So, we do have questions and discussions around the flag salute, you know, when we, in general, yeah, I suppose I can say, yeah, in general, I try to bring as much controversy in the class as possible.
Well, that, yeah, that's a good, that's a good way to put it.
But
yeah.
Of course, he can't tell them he's the rebel.
I was going to say, now, they, have you presented them the Rebel Teacher blog and go, man, check this dude out?
And recognize
well, you know,
voice.
Man, I've had, I haven't publicized it, you know, like that, at least not out in the open with my students. But there are a couple, you know how, you know, when you do this job, you get a small little fan club.
Yeah.
And there are a couple kids that are interested and ask, and I've led them that way, but not very many.
So is there something being written right now?
Yes, there is. Something is in the works right now.
Can you give us, a little hint?
It's about, you know, the merging of the educational system with what looks like the correctional system. you know, we're kind of seeing a merger of the two, at least where I am. High schools are outfitted with on-site probation officers and armed cops. And we're really seeing a merger of the two. I think the fancy buzzword is the school-to-prison pipeline, and I'm seeing it in action. I have something coming along and along those lines.
We will be looking forward to that. That's Rebel Teacher blog.wordpress.com. Jed, what do we tell the rebel?
Well, power to your rebel, but keep busting those pencils, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.